Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
662-HELP, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce on this gorgeous Thursday morning, and I'm broadcasting live tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America. A special shout-out tonight to everybody in Atlanta up there, AM 920, The Answer. Thanks for tuning in. And also the Caribbean, around the world via the Internet, streaming online, and of course on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. Now, don't forget, everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or where you're doing it at, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and of course we've got the Captain's America group that's also on Facebook, the chat room, where a lot of people are in there chiming into us, like Terry just chimed in. Hello, Terry. Hope you're doing well. Terry up there in Nashville, I might add. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, like the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And good morning, Clip. Now we're going to say the pledge and get rolling here. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, it's one of those nights, and by the way, I want to remind everybody that today we are going to have a visit from the Vice President of the United States here in Tampa, and I'm going to be over there with the White House press corps, so we'll see how all that works out. I don't know how close I'll be to Jim Acosta, but if I'm close enough, I'm going to slap him up on top of the head and just say, "Hey, Jim, remember me?" Because I'm the guy that, when he was here at the Florida State Fairgrounds and got everybody riled up and all that stuff, you know, says, "Yeah, come on, make some more noise. Yeah, I'm going on. Come on, come on." That was the Tampa Bay Trump Club that was doing all the yelling at him, and they were having a good time, and he was having a good time. There was never, at any time, was he threatened. Now, today, you can join Vice President Mike Pence for the Keep America Great event in Tampa. It starts at 1:30 p.m. There are still tickets available online by going to the campaign website for Donald Trump. And the updated event now, they moved the event. It's going to be in the Venetian Event Center at 9724 Cross Creek Boulevard in Tampa. Doors open at 11:30 a.m., and the event begins at 1:30 p.m. So you got to have tickets to get in. You can't just show up and think you're going to get in. You got to have tickets. So go to the Trump-Pence website, 2020, or Donald J. Trump, and it's right there where it says events. Click on it, scroll down, click on the, just open up the screen, and it'll show a bunch of different events, and scroll down until you find the one for Tampa. Get yourself your free ticket, and away you go. And I will tell you that you need to get on it if you want to go there, because if not, there's not that many seats available to come there. It's not a big center, so there'll be a few thousand people there. I don't know exactly how many, and there'll be people outside, I'm sure. Now, I want to talk for a second about something that's going on in Virginia that could be coming here to our neck of the woods soon. The Virginia governor, Mr. Northam, Ralph Northam, remember him? The guy with the black face that almost resigned, that should have resigned? He said he's going to ban all firearms and other weapons around the state capitol building this weekend ahead of a major gun rights demonstration expected to draw thousands of people. Now, Northam is also leading the push for stronger gun laws in his state. He said he wants to avoid a repeat of the violence that erupted at a 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville when a march by white nationalists erupted and led to the death of a counter-protester. Well, the counter-protester was killed when she was run over by a car. Guns had nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. And gun rights advocates, including militia groups and ultra-conservative activists, are planning a lobby day rally next Monday, seeking to block gun control legislation backed by Northam, a Democrat, whose party recently won majorities in both chambers of the state legislature and promised to do this. Now, Northam said, we're seeing threats of violence, we're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault in our capital. Those are considered credible. These threats are considered credible, serious threats from our law enforcement agencies. So, he's also declared a state of emergency for the Richmond area. Now, several measures, including universal background checks and red flag laws that would toughen gun laws in the state, are quickly making their way through the Senate and the House and could be passed before the end of the month. This is something else that the gun rights people want to stop. The Virginia Citizens Defense League, which is organizing the rally, hopes that a large turnout by gun rights proponents, most of whom will be openly carrying weapons, as allowed by state law. But again, the governor just put a kibosh to that. No weapons inside the area. No weapons. You will not be able to carry weapons in there. And he's going to persuade lawmakers not to back the measures. They're trying, the Virginia Citizens Defense League is trying to persuade lawmakers not to back the measures being proposed, according to materials posted online by the group. Now, the state police superintendent, Colonel Gary Settle, said a substantial crowd will be there in Richmond. We're talking several thousand people. Yep, wouldn't doubt it. And everyone attending Monday's rally will be required to enter through a security checkpoint and go through metal detectors. Now, last week, Virginia lawmakers approved a new gun policy prohibiting firearms inside the Capitol and a nearby office building, but that did not extend the ban to Capitol Square, where the rally is going to be, and the public space outside that includes monuments to prominent Virginians and the Virginia Civil Rights Unit. So we'll see. We'll see how all that goes. Going to be interesting. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming right back with more.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear...
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Find out just how much money you might be able to save.
1-800-308-0399. 1-800-308-0399.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, maybe you got hip pain, maybe you got knee pain, could be your ankles, could be your feet, could be just plain old muscle aches or just general pain, I want to suggest that you try something that's all natural. It's a product called Relief Factor, and you can try the 3-week quick start, which costs $19.95. Get on it right away. You order it, you'll have it within 2 to 3 days, and you can find relief just like I did 3 years and 10 months ago. Now, I have arthritis. I've also broken my back. My spine's been fused, and I've also broken and have a replacement ankle because I almost lost my right foot at the ankle, and they had to surgically repair it, and they gave me a bionic ankle. I'll just use that word because that's what they call me. But anyway, with all that being said, if you've reached a point where the pain is just bothering you, and you're sick and tired of loading up with ibuprofen or Aleve or whatever it is you're taking, or maybe you're taking some heavy-duty stuff, you can get off it and try something natural that will do the same thing. And it's done so well with the people that have ordered it here from the show that 81%, that's the number, current number, 81% that order the 1995 Quick Start stay on it and keep ordering it over and over and over again. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start, and you can start relieving yourself of the pain that you've been in as soon as a few days, a week or two, but certainly by the end of the third week, you'll know if it's going to work or not. And if it doesn't, you're only out $19.95. But the people that have taken it have all, that I know, have all had significant reduction in the pain that they've had. So again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a shot. What do you got to lose but pain, right? There you go. All right, now, Brett sent me a rather long note, and I am going to kind of shorten it a little bit, Brett. Now, Brett's in Grand Junction, Colorado, listening in as he works there tonight. And he says, my take on Richmond, Old Virginia, 2020. Blue helmets, gun grabbers, and traitors aplenty seem to be testing the waters back in Old Virginia. Oh, they'll get some compliance in Richmond and Roanoke. But down in Tazewell County, them folks ain't no joke. There ain't much there. And coal mines and stills, that's just how most of them get to pay their bills. But now you go down there and you try to confiscate guns, well, you might meet an untimely tale, fate. He says, you ever heard of that song, A Country Boy Can't Survive? Yep. And I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but the governor did, and they are definitely trying to change the gun laws and get tougher in Virginia, because Virginia was one of those states that advertised, and I'm trying to remember who the place is, but I keep seeing, I get emails from them still, to get a concealed carry permit in Virginia, because it's recognized just about everywhere around the country. And you don't have to be a resident of Virginia to get a concealed carry permit. They also want to end all that, too. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It ain't over till it's over, as they say. And we'll see how all of that plays out. And Brett, I hope you're doing well tonight. And Al, other than freezing, I hope you're doing well up there, too. And LJ, thanks for chiming in. Appreciate you. By the way, Maria in Germany just chimed in. Hello, Maria. Major Mac is there. I see Amanda. JW is on the line. And we've also got Wally. Hello, Wally. How are you? And Terry, I mentioned him already, but I'll mention him again. He's up there in Nashville, Tennessee, and we appreciate all you guys and gals. And Mel. Mel is on the line there, too. And, Mel, we appreciate you always making the great comments that you make there. Now, let's get on over here to one of my little clips that I got here, because there was a lot of stuff going on yesterday and last night and whatnot. And the president had something to say. Listen to what he had to say when he talked about, and by the way, I think this was his rally. He talked about, there's never been a movement like this. Boy, is this true. Listen to this. Whoops. Works better when I hit the right button. Okay, listen to this.
There's never been a movement like this. Never happened before. But we're a movement for all Americans who believe in fairness and justice, equality and dignity, opportunity and safety. We are a big tent. And we are a big party of big ideas for the future. And that's why African Americans are joining the Republican Party like nobody ever thought even possible. They love us, and we love them.
Now, the funny thing about that is I've seen polls 30%, 31%, 32%, 33%, 34%. And it's all true. I mean, those are the numbers. The numbers aren't lying. Now, listen to what the president had to say also about the swamp.
We must devote everything we have toward victory in 2020. Have to do it. Only this way can we save the America we love and drain the Washington swamp once and for all. And I have found out what a swamp is.
Well, hasn't he, though? And then he also mentioned the Iranian protesters there. Because you got the people in Iran out on the streets in large numbers. You're not seeing it, and you're not getting the tweets that they're putting out and all that sort of stuff, because they pretty much have taken the internet down because they don't want them communicating or sending out what it is that they're doing, because Iran is getting ready to once again quash all of that stuff. And the only way that they can do it is by going out there with guns and shooting them like they did before. So here's what the president had to say to the Iranian protesters.
Hey, speaking of protesters, have you seen what's happened in Iran The protesters are on our side. First time ever. They're on our side. In fact, they put this big American flag on the street. And the Iranians, thousands and thousands of Iranians, were supposed to walk on it and trample it and step and beat the hell out of it. Every one of them went around that flag. They like Trump. They like you.
Yeah, and it's true. I watched that. Now, Al Sharpton, okay, who's not somebody that I normally follow, there is a clip here of Al Sharpton, and he's talking to Jim Scarborough on MSNBC on Morning Joe. And this is what he had to say, really very different from Al Sharpton, about the candidates running for president.
Follow up on what we were talking about as far as Donald Trump actually being the, quote, happy warrior. Despite the politics, despite the insults, I don't need you telling me on Twitter, not you, but everybody else telling me on Twitter, how dare you say that. I mean, what we're saying here is, like, he doesn't scowl. He's going out there. He is still having a good time, despite every guardrail he drives through. And Democrats have to understand that, and they have to figure out how to meet him on the battlefield, political mm-hmm. battlefield, and take him on. I saw no evidence last night that anybody up there knew how to do that. Oh, what about you? You've done this before. You there, Ralph?
I think you hit right on the head my concern, Joe. As I sat there last night here in Des Moines, I couldn't figure out the other debates, and I've been to them all. The missing quality is that if you are going to be the next president, you've got to take charge and take Donald Trump on. And if you can't take on and take charge in the debate, what gives people the confidence you can do that with Donald Trump? You really must connect with people. People must know you know and feel what they do. But at the same time, you cannot stand up and be just go along to get along and think you're going to be the next president. One thing Donald Trump and I used to do is both of us would go to boxing matches. He, of course, was hosting Mike Tyson. I was a friend of Tyson's and the promoters. You don't become champion by just saying, I'll get by this round. You got to take the title. And I didn't see anybody on the stage last night or in the ring that really said, I'm taking charge. I can be president. I can take on Donald Trump, because he is going to come in with that kind of mindset. And I don't see that mindset yet in any of the candidates.
Wow. Al Sharpton. How about that? Who would have thunk it? Not me. But he hit the nail right on the head. I got to give it to him. All righty. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch in our first military and veterans news segment right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and Kathy Curtis is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Over.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is getting ready to begin.
Today is an important day.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the sending of articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate for trial.
This is about the Constitution of the United States. voters in America should decide who our president is.
Seven members of the House, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will manage the prosecution during the impeachment trial.
The appropriate remedy, indeed the only remedy, is the conviction and removal from office of President Donald Trump.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring fairness to what he calls a political process.
This is the only body that can consider all factors presented by the House, decide what has or has not been proven, and choose what outcome best serves the nation.
The trial is expected to begin next Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Put that on Trump.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer and TheAnswerSarasota.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment of the morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And the National Aviation Academy, in hour number four, bottom of the hour, we'll have Bo Browning in from National Aviation Academy. So if you have any questions, feel free to get them over to me and I'll get them answered for you. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget that the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. And in either case, the website is the same, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or, better yet, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour of their facility, whichever one's closer to you, the one in Massachusetts or the one in Florida. Tell them you want to take the tour. Now, after you do that, you'll find out, because they're going to tell you, you finish the course and you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and you're going to start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. That's where you're going to start. So that's the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, the website. Phone number 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, some additional information about the Ukrainian aircraft that was shot down by the Iranian forces. Two missiles were fired at it. And seconds apart, both missiles hit the plane, hit their target, seconds apart. And that's why the plane exploded and came down in so many little pieces and all that stuff. Because that's a pretty solid aircraft. And apparently the first missile, I don't know, it may hit it in the engine or something like that, which is why everybody saw the engine on fire. But the second one got the fuselage, and the rest is history. And amidst the tensions in Iraq over Iran, 1 week after the Iranian rockets damaged military bases in Iraq hosting U.S. troops, the Democratic candidates vying to replace President Donald Trump had their own vision of what the next commander-in-chief needs to do to make America safer. And I can tell you, with what I heard secondhand, and I can play some of the audio if I have to, none of it was going to make us safer. It was going to once again create the vacuum, and we were going to see ISIS, Al-Qaeda, or somebody back in the midst of things again. Because they don't get it. They don't understand that we have to have peace through strength. We can't just sing Kumbaya and shake their hands and say, oh, nice Mr. Taliban, nice Mr. Al-Qaeda, nice Mr. ISIS, nice Mr. Iran, Revolutionary Guard. It doesn't work that way. All they understand is peace through strength. Now, Iran's support for the Taliban is obvious, including man pads. Those are the portable shoulder-fired missiles, man pads, where they can fire at our aircraft. And, of course, a bounty on U.S. troops. Taliban is paying a bounty on U.S. troops if they capture or kill them. And that could be a spoiler for peace in Afghanistan as the U.S. troops look to withdraw troops from Afghanistan under recent tensions, coupled with Iran's history of meddling in the country. It could jeopardize talks between the U.S. and the Taliban to end the 18-year-long conflict, and we just don't know where that's going to go. It's too early to tell. By the way, automation in the military? You betcha. But automation doesn't mean soldiers will be replaced by machines. But it could mean that they'll be working alongside them in future conflicts, so says the Army's chief of staff. And at some U.S. military hospitals, it's been noted that there are overprescribed opioids for patients with chronic pain that have been issued from 2015 to 2017. As a matter of fact, a dangerous practice that puts them all at risk for addiction and overdose, according to the Department of Defense Inspector General's office, which is why I keep telling you about Relief Factor. It's all natural, and it does the same thing without having all the side effects and whatnot. But anyway, a key House National Security panel has asked the Pentagon and the Department of Veterans Affairs to turn over documents on the toxic conditions at the Uzbekistan base used by the military shortly after the 9/11 attacks, after a McClatchy investigation reported that service members who were deployed there are now facing cancer and other chronic illnesses. Well, again, that's because of some of the stuff that they'd gotten themselves into, because there were chemical weapons. You know, again, there weren't any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Oh, yeah, there were. Oh, yeah, there were. 500 metric tons of stuff. Chemical weapons. Reason I know that is because my friend Les Rayburn was the chief warrant officer, fourth grade, who was in charge of his disposal unit. Was in charge of getting rid of all that stuff. Taking it out in the middle of the desert and either one, setting it on fire, or number two, blowing it up. Now, the U.S. has once again warned all vessels transiting the Persian Gulf to be very, 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 very careful. And part of that is because, as we told you yesterday, they were jamming communications, sending false signals, communications to them saying, this is U.S. ship so-and-so, this is British ship so-and-so, and you need to do this, this, and this. And they were jamming their GPS at the same time, hoping they could get one off course and then send their fast boats out there and capture it and take it back in. I mean, this is their modus operandi. They've done it before, and they want to do it again. So there you go. And also, for all of the Trump administration's insistence that the threat of an imminent attack led to the American drone strike on Iran's top general, U.S. officials behind the scenes say that the strike was motivated by as much, if not more, the broader effort to rein in a dangerously emboldened Iran. We'll see if it works. And Senate Democrats are requesting a closed-door hearing on the intelligence behind President Trump's claim that the Iranian General Soleimani was planning imminent attacks on our U.S. embassies in the area. Well, is there anybody out there that doesn't believe that one? Of course they were. That's what they lived to do. And don't forget that the military can always use a lot of extra money, right? Well, the Navy's top officer said his service must have a larger percentage of the Defense Department's budget if they're going to grow the force and execute the strategy laid out by the Trump administration, namely 350 ships. Now, they're working on it, but it's very, very slow. And the two U.S. Navy littoral combat ships have been designated now for the Common Missile Set. They will soon share a brain to fire their missiles and aim at targets that the computers get chosen by whoever that is that's sitting in D.C. and chooses it for them. The Navy obviously is going totally high-tech right now, as you well know. And while the admiral leading the modernization of the Navy's manned and unmanned ships is looking back to the 1930s for the last time the service has faced the kinds of challenges that it confronts today, the Navy is still debating, but still wanting, their 355-ship fleet, including armed robo-ships. You think that's a way that they can get their fleet without interfering with anybody? Also, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is worried about possibly reducing U.S. military presence in Africa following reports that the Pentagon is contemplating a drawdown of U.S. troops on the continent to better focus on countering aggression from Russia or China. We cannot forget, folks, in Africa, that we have a growing risk there, including Libya. Libya, where a lot of those fighters from Syria went from Idlib.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The economy, the unemployment rate. I sit in awe of what he has accomplished.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. Taking little white pills in my eyes, I hope in white. I just passed the Jimmy in a wine. I've been a-passing everything inside. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that's Dave Dudley. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. That's an oldie but goodie and a classic for all the truckers out there. And by the way, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your local Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure that you stop on by and check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Those Pilot travel centers are pretty doggone good and well-equipped. Well, here we go, because we got a lot of weather to talk about. Storms are continuing to impact the west and the northeast through today and tomorrow. Another storm is being watched for impacts from the plains through the east this weekend, and it's currently doing its thing out there. Let's start with the west coast, because we've got Washington State up in the Bremerton area. We have a winter storm warning today, right now. We've got snow in the Seattle area, especially up in the higher elevations going east. If you're going out towards Idaho on I-90, you're going to have a winter storm warning up over Coeur d'Alene, up into the western part of Montana, over towards 4th of July. Snow is moving in that direction, but so far it's just a general snow out in front with a winter storm warning about 100 miles long from Coeur d'Alene back into Washington State. Now, there is snow from the Canadian border down through the central mountain ranges in Washington, down through the mountain ranges. Mount Hood is one of the areas down into California. And around Medford, Oregon, you've got a general snow. High winds off to the east and the higher elevations as the snow moves that way. And you got a winter storm warning right there in Medford, Oregon, as well as all of Northern California, the California-Oregon border, all the way across over to Nevada. And it looks like Reno, you're probably going to be getting snow. If you're not already getting it, you're going to get it. But it's up on top of Donner and down the other side in California. And you've got snow along the Sierra Nevadas right there along Nevada and California all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains. Winter storm warning there. And then you got high winds, a lot of high winds out in front of this storm system over there in Nevada and the south central part of Oregon and the high desert of California. Going up into Las Vegas, you got high wind warnings there, so be advised of that. Now, moving a little bit further to the east, you do have snow tonight in the southeastern corner of Idaho, as well as up in Idaho along the Canadian border, I-90 up in there. And then southeastern corner of Idaho, southwestern corner of Wyoming, and all the way down to Utah. We're coming out of Utah on I-80. You currently have snow in the area going up towards Montana, so you'll have it on I-80, and you've also got snow in the Salt Lake City area, especially around the mountaintops, all the way up to the Idaho border and down into the Richmond area of Utah, down there along I-70. And winds out in front of it from I-25 Wyoming west and I-25 Colorado west. Snow in the southeastern part of Colorado tonight. Winter storm warning there. All around New Mexico on I-40, whether it's the Gallup Indian Reservation or all the way back towards Albuquerque, you've got a winter storm warning in the higher elevations. You've also got a general snow in the lower elevations all around through the north central part of New Mexico from one side to the other. That snow continues over into Texas, where you'll have snow in the Lubbock area. There's some flurries in the Amarillo area. You've got snow in the western part of Oklahoma tonight, all the way over towards Oklahoma City and El Reno. And you've got snow across most of Kansas tonight. Then you've got some rain that's kind of slipped into the things here in the southern part of Missouri. However, as the temperature starts to drop, that's going to become freezing rain, sleet, and then eventually snow. You've got a winter storm watch up above that, the northern part of Missouri, and the south central part and east, southeastern part and northeastern part of Iowa. Where you have a winter storm watch. You've also got some very cold conditions in the northern part of Iowa, all of Minnesota, the western part of Wisconsin, all of North Dakota, most of Minnesota, most of South Dakota. Tonight, you've got very cold temperatures, single digits. Al was reporting there in Nebraska, and I can see that, but that's not in one of the areas we're talking about. Now, moving up into the northeast, you've got snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, all across the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got snow over on the eastern part of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie, from Erie, Pennsylvania, all the way to just south of Buffalo. You've got snow there, dumping it in pretty good, I might add. And then up in upstate New York, from Syracuse, north to Watertown to the Canadian border, and then the Adirondacks, winter storm warning there, northern part of Vermont, winter storm warning there, snow across most of Vermont other than that, snow across most of New Hampshire, winter storm warning down along Bangor, down along the coast of Maine, but the rest of Maine is getting just a general snow, and you've got that storm, that system, that low that's moving up the Atlantic Ocean right now is pretty much centered off Massachusetts and Maine, drawing in a lot of the wind because it's very windy where it's not snowing in upstate New York, Albany, over to Syracuse and down to Binghamton and over down to New York City and the northeastern extension to Pennsylvania Turnpike, Scranton, all the way down to Philly and all the way over to Harrisburg on the Pennsylvania Turnpike west and through the mountains of Virginia and North Carolina, high wind warnings there. So keep all that in mind and remember that the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops bring you the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. And you can always stop there and get yourself a free cup of coffee and check out the fuel card program they got there, plus check out all the other things they have to offer at the Pilots and Flying J's nearest you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
We just heard tonight, I heard it yesterday, but tonight they're talking about a little bit more. Apparently this Ukrainian airliner was hit not with one missile, but two.
Yeah, it was.
And we just now are starting to get some of that. But again, the Iranians haven't been forthwith in putting that information out there.
No. Other, I would say, experts were the ones that made that assertion early on, and a lot of people only weren't paying too much attention that there was just one, but there was in fact two based on video.
Well, I thought I saw two explosions, but I didn't know that the second one might have been the plane blowing up after it got hit the first time, but you can certainly in one of those videos see the first hit. It was obvious.
Correct.
Yep.
But there were two.
Yep.
There were two.
So those people never knew what hit them. It's a shame. And the people are still out on the streets of Iran, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better because Iran is saying it's going to stop. They're going to stop it. And the only way they can do that, I believe, is with guns.
Well, I mean, there have been... certainly, the protesters have been under the attack by the regime. I mean, they've been using water cannons and tear gas and live fire rounds against the protesters.
Now, we're hearing the protesters may have a little trick up their sleeves, but I don't know what that could be.
I don't either.
All right, here comes the music, so hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a break. Everybody's going to pay some bills over there on their end, the news and views and all that good stuff, and then we'll be right back with more. And, Kathy Curtis, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.